This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, June 29th. The year is 2020. We're being told by the deep state, by every major corporate news outlet, that we've got to cancel the 4th of July because of a surge of coronavirus cases, but not a surge of deaths. It's all a giant criminal hoax. But there are little poisonous Easter eggs that we've discovered and documented that are now confirmed in the coronavirus. There's many chapters to this deep state move. We're going to be laying it all out here today. But America is now officially in civil war. We've been telling you for years the left is going to engineer this for the breakdown of the society. The UN is at the heart of that. We knew it would happen because we've been reading their battle plans. And they had the New York Times and Washington Post and CNN and Nightline say Jones is insane. There's no plan for a leftist race war uprising. But now it's all official. And I'll be laying it out coming up in the next segment, because if we deny that we're already in a civil war and we don't face that the enemy has a real chance of winning, they could win. If we face the horror and face the bad news, that is the good news, because we can defeat them. Here's a little bit of the excerpts that are posted in full at band.video of myself, Owen Schroyer, and I'd say 500 amazing people that came out in defiance of tyranny against the whole cult of the mask garbage, which was demonized nationally and in the local papers. Horrible people. But meanwhile, gay and lesbian rallies from England to Chicago were praised with hundreds of thousands out in the streets as the best thing on earth. The very same newscast was then cut to people protesting the mask and say, we are murderers. You say, that doesn't make sense. It's a war on logic. It is a war on logic. Here's some of the excerpts.
The New World Order is a cult of making you weak and making you believe you need them so they can run your life and soft kill you. And we're here to tell the globalists, we're not your slaves, we're not in your cult, and if you want war, you better believe you got war.
We've had Democrat riots and protests in this city, and they never stopped them from doing that. Why are they stopping us from being free citizens?
You guys something, because we did not expect to have our First Amendment denied here today by our police and by our National Guard. Our First Amendment is being denied here today, and they're blocking us from going up to the Capitol. Now I know that this is a group of law-abiding citizens, and so we don't want to cause trouble here, but I do have to wonder why Democrat protests are allowed to loot and burn businesses to the ground. They shut down 35 here regularly. They go out in front of the police station and they're told to stand down when they burn down a flag. And we can't even peacefully march to the steps of our Capitol building without having the governor call out the National Guard on us. What is that? So I'll be honest with you, folks. Part of me wants to break these barriers down and march to the Capitol, and we'll just call it a Black Lives Matter protest. How about that? Because then I guess you're allowed to do it. So, guys, if we declare this a Black Lives Matter protest, are we allowed to climb up there and go to the town? You can go down and shut down Highway 35 anytime you want. You can go down and burn things and put a moniker on the street and nobody says anything. But we come here and we're peaceful and law-abiding citizens and we don't have rights. I'll tell you what, it may not be today, but a day will come when we say we've had enough.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Folks, there is 2 hours of amazing footage at band.video. It's got hundreds of thousands of views, but millions need to see this, so it triggers others to go out and take action. So again, please go to band.video and get those amazing videos and get them out to folks. All right, I've got an emergency message to the president about the Civil War we're already in on the other side. And we're going to have some special guests today and a lot more. I'll just leave it at that. And a huge guest tomorrow.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our bestsellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm. I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new DE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny and in defiance of the attempts to silence the info war. I have been commissioned by the American people to take action, and we have stood with you, and you've stood with us, and we've changed the world together. But I want you to know that I salute all of you across the planet who stand with liberty and who help carry the ball of truth forward. You spread the word about the articles, the videos, the live reports, everything we do at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and, of course, Band.video. And then the great site Paul has, Summit.news, and David Knight's launching a site. Owen Schroyer's launching a site. They're their own independent sites. As InfoWars metastasizes in the globalist view. So, let me go ahead and go to an emergency report directly to the President of the United States. We are in civil war. Now, you notice 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, even 6 months ago, Jones isn't insane, Brian Stelter said on reliable sources. Nightline said I was insane. CNN show said I was insane. Dateline said I was insane. Every major so-called news channel said Jones is dangerous. He claims there's a plan for civil war based on race war. And he's warning Trump, try to stop Antifa and declare them terrorists and go after Soros. And then, if you remember, the head of Judicial Watch went on Fox and said the same thing. And then Fox apologized for it and said, we won't have him on for a while or he's banned. That's the big no-no, because they've been gearing up and preparing this. We even got their secret documents. So if we do, if we live in denial about this, the globalists have a chance of winning here in the next 126 days. Here is my emergency report to the president. Destroy or be destroyed, Mr. President. Please share the link. It's at man.video. Here it is.
COVID-19 is a globalist hoax. From counting all deaths as COVID deaths to Fauci and the NIH's involvement with gain-of-function research in China, fraudulent Bill Gates-funded COVID death estimates, the Clinton Foundation's contact tracing agenda, nursing home murders, asymptomatic cases spiking with more testing, false positives, and mandatory masks that do nothing to protect us and only prepare us for more tyranny. President Trump, it is time to destroy the enemy or be destroyed.
I've been all over the country and I talk to people again on the ground, and almost unanimously they know that almost all of the people that died of shotgun wounds and car wrecks and cancer and pneumonia and the flu have been put in the COVID-19 column. That is incredibly outrageous. And it's just something that's a blip on the radar screen. Mr. President, you have to come out. You have to expose that. I know that you didn't realize that Bill Gates basically owns the NIH and Fauci, and you thought surely the doctors wouldn't be political. But historically, they're some of the most political people out there with the corruption of Big Pharma. And from day one, Fauci and Gates have been financing the Wuhan lab. That's why the Pentagon tells you, oh, don't blame China, even though we know it came out of China, because it implicates the deep state. That's not your fault the deep state was in your administration. The American people can tell one from the other. You have to burn them. You have to come out and expose. Even Newsweek's run the headline, because it's true that Fauci ran most of the research at Wuhan, including weaponized coronavirus research in bats with gain-of-function transmission to humans. COVID-19 was estimated to kill 22 to 25 times more people than it actually did. In fact, some numbers, they were saying 50, 60, 100 times more were going to die. We were told 2.2 million, 2.5 million in all of these Bill Gates-financed operations, and now it's 110,000, and most of those are people they killed in nursing homes or people that died of something else they put in the column. In Event 201, hosted by Bill and Melinda Gates and John Hopkins University, they laid this all out in October and November of last year as a tabletop exercise for what they've now implemented. Yes, it's a real virus. Yes, it's patented and man-made, so they can own all the medical responses to it. They could never patent a regular cold or flu virus before because it was natural. But now they've got something they can own and something they can force us to accept contact tracing and apps on our phones everywhere we go. And, of course, it's not just Bill and Melinda Gates, but the Clintons and their global initiative are on record running the program with Bill Gates, with Chelsea on the board and Bill Clinton out promoting it, that they will be tracking everybody in America via these apps. They sent in 10 blue states people to nursing homes who had COVID-19, the flu, and other communicable viruses, and that's over half the deaths in the United States are in those nursing homes in blue cities and blue states. And when Cuomo got caught doing it, and others, they came out and said that you advised them. You never did any such thing. The NIH getting orders from the UN and the WHO did, which you've cut the funding to, and you've stopped their management, and you've canceled their briefings where they put out this information. You obviously know what's going on. You've done the right things behind the scenes, but you've got to come out and lay it out to the American people. But let's look at some of the other things you need to expose while you still have time. They didn't just send people to the nursing homes to get people sick to have a higher death number. It's on record from doctors and nurses all over the United States that in blue cities and blue states, because it's all a centralized scam, as you know, they were ordering them to intubate people who weren't even sick, who tested positive for COVID-19, because they were getting an additional $40,000+ every time they did it. It totaled $52,000 altogether. So that's a bounty on their heads. Another one of the huge COVID-19 frauds that's, again, on record, not debated, it's just not being put front and center, is that COVID deaths have gone way down because the fraud's been exposed. But COVID positives have gone way up because they're testing more and more people and because the tests have, again, been ruled to be causing all these false positives, especially the non-antibody test that just finds the detritus or the remnants of a previous viral infection that isn't even COVID-19. You can go up there with the medical research and show that information. And then they get mad at Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas because he says, I've been tested. I don't have COVID-19. I'm not wearing a mask. If he doesn't have it, why should he wear a mask? That's normal medicine. You're the sick one, you wear the mask. But no. They responded by, you still can have it. You got to wear a mask to keep people safe. But the M95 mask that's recommended and pushed by the NIH only stops air coming in and releases air coming out in a valve, and so does not reduce the virus at all, and again, is a giant fraud. Hoaxes on top of hoaxes on top of hoaxes. And just like a bunch of bowling pins, we need you to line up, throw that bowling ball, and hit a strike and knock them all out at once. It is the fault of the bureaucrats that are the true deep state, the medical tyranny that did this, and by exposing them and breaking with them, you can destroy them, expose the whole COVID hoax, win re-election, and keep America great. If you don't, we're going to go into total depression. If there's more rounds of bailouts, we're going to go into a depression. Your own advisors, like Kudlow and others, are telling you this properly. So, if you, again, do not move against these people and flamethrow them with the truth, only 100% truth will do it, then you're going to lose, and America's going in to an engineered civil war. The New York Times is bragging that the virus won. Other publications are saying that the United States is the epicenter and needs to be quarantined, and that we're criminals, and that America's over. They're openly celebrating this entire fraud. They're openly celebrating what they hope is the destruction of our republic. It's us or them, President Trump. I know when the chips are down, you're going to stand up and decisively expose these criminals and call them out for how they're openly engineering this to bring down our republic. It's us or them, President Trump. Burn them down politically. Destroy them. Or go along with national suicide and aid and abet the enemies of this republic. As for me and our viewers and listeners, we're going to continue to fight on. And deep down I know, you're going to do the right thing. All right, the name of that report is Destroy or Be Destroyed. Alex Jones' emergency message to Trump. It's on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Share the Band.video link. That doesn't get censored as much. I'm also having Kit Daniels post it in the live feed article today. It's official. The criminal deep state has triggered civil war Monday live. It'll be posted in that article as well, so you can find it and share it. Elon Musk, who's a scientist, as you know, just came out and said the testing is fraudulent. Almost everyone is actually negative who's testing.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me do this in this segment. Let me tell you the basic breakdown of the news, what's front and center, what I think is most important. And then I'm going to get into the Civil War that's now actually going from cold to hot and the moves I believe we should make to stop it and I believe the president should make to stop it. But let me just first tell you this. Roger Stone is breaking his silence. He's done a few interviews. He was going to wait to come on my show exclusively after big events that are going to take place, we believe. But he's decided to just go ahead and break his silence, and he's going to break major news here tomorrow in the first hour with us. So I'm going to leave it at that. Huge news. But I am not going to butcher it, and I'm not going to promote it, even though I've been authorized to. I'm just going to let him lay it out and say it. Because Joe Rogan called me up really excited, you know, a month ago about a Spotify deal. And then I went on air and talked about it, and there was a big national shakeup over it. And so I'll just let Joe say things in his own words, even though he was telling me go ahead and promote what was happening. Because it just always becomes such a giant storm when we break something down here because the politicos all get involved. But he says, go ahead and promote it. And so it'll be a big interview tomorrow with Roger Stone. In the first hour, I'll leave it at that. Okay. The best way to do this is just try to go over the headlines. We were facing an angry mob. Gun-toting St. Louis couple tell their side of the story. That's Zero Hedge. Can you believe that these people have to tell their side of the story? Black Lives Matter go into their private estate, open the gate. It says private estate at the gate and inside. And you know what Black Lives Matter does? They burn things down. Then they say, after the people say, get off our property with guns, Black Lives Matter says, that's it. We got the money shot. So they said, let's go to a private estate. A lot of people don't have a 100-year-old, I guess you'd call it Victorian style or Old English style manor. It's got the columns on it. You know, it's got all that stuff. It's a McMansion. And it's got a couple acres of property. It's got the urns and all the rest of it. And I'm narrating for radio listeners. Remember, TV viewers, I'm always narrating for the majority of our audience is on AM and FM. And the guy comes out with an AR-15. His wife comes out with what looks like a 9mm. Really the wrong gun for that type of neighborhood. You don't want to shoot your neighbors. You want to come out with a riot shotgun with, 10 rounds. That'll take care of folks. But have whatever you want. Still a great firearms to have. You just better hit your target and not your neighbors because that bullet will go over a mile. Not with a shotgun. It'll blast somebody to pieces up close at 1,500 yards, but not past that. Just a little home defense tip. If you come to my house, I'm going to come at you with a riot shotgun. And then I got another one sitting right there I'm going to pick up. I just want folks to know, come to my house, you're going to be dealing with double lock buckshot out of a 12-gauge. Just a little tip for you. Maybe what she has in a 9mm, maybe it's a 380. But regardless, this is some lawyer. And he's got this big mansion. And he's being called a hero. Well, we looked into the guy. He's actually looks like a Democrat. But when people bust into your house, there's a big mob of 500 people is what it was, you better come out with a gun or you're about to get your house robbed or burned down. Just a little tip to all the dumbass leftists. Of course, they knew what they were doing. When you go on to somebody's property and there's a sign saying posted, no trespassing, they can kill you if they feel threatened. And again, they were trying to go up to their front door, all of it, strutting around saying, this is our street, we own it. Now, they were sent there by the Democratic Party that's already raised over $50 million off Black Lives Matter. The UN, who launched the COVID-19 attacks, now raised $7 million. Side issue, I'm going to cover later. But that's the type of thing we're going to be going over. We're going to play the audio, play the video of what happened. But this is what Black Lives Matter, directed by Soros and the DNC, are doing. They are picking now rich neighborhoods so that they can go pull stunts and open somebody's private gate and then go onto their estate and pull this. And that's why I would start suggesting to these folks to lock your gate. But that's not their responsibility. They said posted. This is a private home. And there's another sign. This is a private road. Do not trespass. And you see that this is what's chilling. The mainstream corporate media, see, I said I'd cover this later, I'm already covering it. The mainstream corporate media in St. Louis and other areas said that they were bad and that all the loving, liberal, peaceful people did was walk down a street, a public street. So it's all in the article on InfoWars.com. Now, they had to backpedal once it came out that it was a private estate and a gravel driveway. But they know the average person doesn't have a mansion like that. This is class warfare. So they see a big, ornate, two-story building with columns, and they think, well, that's a museum. No, that's somebody living in an ostentatious house, probably an ambulance chaser from what we know. See all those billboards on the highway about call a lawyer, do this, do that, get a big judgment? That's so they can live in big mansions. Now, the guy did that inventing a medical device or did that inventing a new firearm or inventing a new silicon inductor, I'd be fine with it. I'm not saying the lawyer's a bad guy. It's just that they're down to the point now of saying they're heroes, attack them, get them. He's a right winger. He's got a gun. Turns out the guy gave more to the Democrats than he gave to Republicans. He's a lawyer. What do you think he's doing? And so that's my message to the establishment left that thinks you're safe. You're not safe from the mobs that are out there. So I'm going to get more into that and play the audio in the video coming up. Obviously, the big news, Supreme Court struck down an anti-abortion law in Louisiana in its first major abortion case under Trump. Kavanaugh and the other new Supreme Court members voted against it. They need one more person on the court that Trump appoints to be able to overturn it. The Chief Justice, Rhino Neocon, was the deciding vote that defeated it and continues the extermination of innocent babies. That is all coming up as well. We're going to go to break and talk about how to stop the globalist civil war that's already here and what next tricks they're going to pull and the national lockdown and the mask hoax and all the rest of it. But first, the 4th of July super sale is here. New deals added every day plus free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order, not 5%. Up to 60% off. Ring in the 4th of July by funding the InfoWar and getting great products that you and your family need. Ultra 12s, the highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue, is back in stock after months being sold out. DNA Force, 50% off. Winter Sun, sold out for months and months. The high quality vitamin D3 with K for more absorbability, so good for your immune system, which you always need, period, is 50% off. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, so good for your body, so good for inflammation, so good for your cells. Storable Food, now back in stock, high quality, ready to ship within 4 weeks. The food is in, they just got to package it and have the time to get it out to you. Other folks don't have Storable Food, they're lying to you when they say that. Our Patriots, the runner operation, My Patriot Supply, they have it. They just got to package it, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Suppressed broadcast in the world. Thanks to you spreading the word and the Streisand effect, we're reaching more people than ever, especially the people that count, people that want to take action and want to be informed and want to be free. Okay, let's get into the Civil War. Then I want to open the phones up about your ideas and how we can stop it in the second hour. We are in an artificial civil war where Americans are being played off against each other over sexual preference, over the color of our skin, over where we live, over whether we're a Republican or a Democrat, whether we want to wear a mask or not. And this is simple, old-fashioned divide and conquer. And if you go back to the Hillary Clinton emails that are in WikiLeaks, imagine the ones that have been hidden, the 36,000. But if you go back to the thousands of emails that were in the WikiLeaks data dump, she's talking to major psychological experts at universities about how to win. And they said the only way to win is more culture war along racial, religious, and sexual orientation lines. That's cold-blooded. And you've got so many dumbed-down, lazy people in this country through the entertainment industry and the dumbing down in the schools and the fluoride in the water and the rest of it that it's very hard to get through to people that are already brainwashed. But what's really dangerous is the average white leftist, particularly, who's gotten 2 or 3 degrees but is bagging groceries at the grocery store, they believe that they're going to have power once their system comes in and there's an allotted slot for them in the hierarchy of control in the New World Order. Now, of course, the real globalist plan is to phase the left out completely once they're done wrecking the West. They're going to be outlawed. It's an alien dialectic, and that's in the white papers. They're not bringing in some Cloward and Piven strategy to collapse society so they get power. Because you've been to a leftist event or rally, these people don't have hygiene, they can barely talk, they're all on psychotropic drugs, but they've all got their degree in social work or whatever the case may be, and they're going to run our lives. And I'm not saying every academic or every social worker or every psychologist is a bad person. I'm saying as a group, they have the highest level of suicide, mental illness, and in all the studies, the left is ugly, unhealthy, 6 to 9 times more likely to steal, 4 to 7 times more likely not to give to charity. But to tell you they're going to give to charity, they're over 9 times more likely. So what they are is fakes. They're frauds. They're all bark and no bite. They're all hat and no cattle. They're a mile wide and 8 and 1 inch deep. When the rubber meets the road, they aren't there. What they are schmucks. They really believe Bill Gates that he wants to kill old people so he can give them more jobs. You take care of people, that builds an economy. You have a barbarous economy that doesn't take care of people, you create a hellhole. So these are very, very, very dangerous bad people. And they see those of us that are informed and involved and competent, and they're pissed. They don't like the fact that you've got your act together. They don't like the fact you're successful. And even if you're a poor person but have a good family and love God, you're way richer than they are, and they know that, and they see that sparkle in your eye, and they want to get rid of it. So class warfare hasn't worked too well in the West, so they're just moving to race war. And the former French prime minister came out last week and said that. And he quoted the government where they were admitting class warfare and race warfare. So I know the audience all understands this, but when you look at the left and you look at the idiots and you look at Black Lives Matter that's almost all white, you have to understand that that's just the cover that the establishment needs for behind the scenes, stealing the election, staging an assassination of the president, staging terror attacks, and that they're trying and failing every day with the new Bubba Smollett event at NASCAR and with this event in St. Louis going on to the private estate and saying it's a public road and trying to lie to people, knowing when people come out of their houses to defend their property from a mob, that they're going to bring guns. And Sacha Baron Cohen, who says, get rid of Americans' free speech, arrest Alex Jones, a monstrous individual who's not even an American. He comes here and says, oh, you're having a Reopen America event. And he says, he didn't tell him it was him. He said, oh, I'm a country singer that wants to reopen America. I'll come pay for an extra stage and some security if you let me sing. He gets there. He starts saying racist stuff. They run up and try to stop him. Armed men stop them so he can frame the crowd. And the left goes, oh, you just don't have a sense of humor. Ah, Sacha Baron Cohen's so funny. No, he's a false flagging, slimy criminal who says none of us deserve speech, but he'll use speech and fraud to frame people criminally. The man is a super creepy, evil person. He just got caught in a false flag. We'll cover that later. But what am I getting at here? This is the season of Jussie Smollett. This is the season of false flags. This is the season where the average leftist on the street, you got the zombie class and above them, kind of the meth head, wannabe academic, Antifa class. These are the type of people that will come up to you in a restaurant and say, I'm going to kill you three times till you finally are walking out. They turn their cameras on and say, don't harass us. F you, F your family. Hey, screw you back. They edit the video. Jones attacks innocent people at their table. And I know they're frauds. I know they're evil. But you have to understand, the average one is an evil person now. They fully converted a third of the country into just nasty, hateful, trashy, drug addict people who believe they're part of a ruling class and have disdain for America and disdain for God and disdain for decency and disdain for families and disdain for capitalism because they're degenerate trash. And they're trash of all colors who have been trained by the media and the culture that they're part of the ruling class and that they're going to cross the River Jordan any minute into heaven, on earth, into a Valhalla, just as soon as they can drag queen pedophile time your kid, just as soon as they can make you wear a mask, just as soon as they can tell you that you're a Russian, just as soon as they can make you submit to them, if you'll just do what you're told like they do, they follow orders from the establishment, then suddenly they'll be in charge. So you have to understand their motivation. They're in on the conspiracy now. They know it's all a fraud. They know they're setting people up. They know they're creating racism. They know they're into Satanism. They know they're into pedophilia. This big top BuzzFeed writer that just got fired for plagiarism, turns out he's really fired for writing public articles about wanting to shoot child porn. Public articles about how he really wants to shoot sex scenes with children. I'm telling you, folks, half the Democrats are now pedophiles. Pedophilia is just rampant. And when you watch these drag queen story times, don't put any video of it, folks. I don't want to see it right now. I never want to see it, but I'm making specific statements here. So some of these people are just useful idiots and don't know what they're doing. But we've gone and we've covered them. I've been around it. I've documented it. When we watch the raw footage, we played it here, at these drag queen events with little kids, there are men with no underwear on with their genitals glued to their leg with glitter on it with kids sitting in their laps, and the mothers walk up and give them 5-year-old boys and girls, and the men start humping them, and the women literally start rubbing their thighs together and are just like having orgasms. They're into the degeneracy of the pedophilia. Because see, if a leftist can't kill a baby before it's born and keep it alive and take its organs or whatever they want to do, then they're at least going to rape the hell out of it. These people are gone, folks. And this is their Jacobin satanic revolution, and they're coming for you and your family. What are you going to do about it? They want your children. They want power. They are evil.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Not perfect, but America envisioned ideas that came out of the Renaissance and out of England that we should free people and we should empower women. And we were the first in England and then the United States to do that. And it's on historical records that that's how that happened. And the idea now that we're the bad guys because the big global corporations that run death camps in China don't want to compete with people that have Western freedom. They don't want to compete against the American system. And so they're selling you being poor and austerity and racial division and anti-Christian garbage. And now the left wants statues of Christ taken down. And now they want statues of Lincoln taken down. And they're officially saying, we don't like the Emancipation Proclamation. Lincoln wasn't good enough. Where they're the gods of the left and no one can ever do enough to show their good. While Nike and Apple have slave shops all over the world. Apple has literal death camps. It would take hours to go over Apple. it's so hellish, I can't even, I start pulling up the data in my mind. It's just, it sounds unbelievable. And they sit there and they tell you how you're bad because they own death camps. Foxconn, look it up. Suicide nets, forced abortion, 16-hour workdays, people living in containers, defecating on the ground. Apple just isn't one of the bad ones. They're the worst on record. So is Nike. Oh, but he's got Kaepernick up there. He's for the black people. He's going to stand up for the black people. He's a monster working for globalists to cover up what they've done. He's nothing but a black shield they use to carry out their evil, and he's not even black. Looks like an Arab. He didn't have that afro till he signed with Nike, and they said, we want you to look like this and do like this. You represent black people now. The man is a fraud. The man is a clown. The man is a devil. And not because he's got brown skin, but because his heart is evil. Sorry, I'm not going to go down that path right now. So now they're saying they shouldn't even have Star Spangled Banner at sporting events. Now mainline news is saying get rid of George Washington, get rid of the flag. Remember Trump said it a few years ago, and John Oliver made fun of him and said that's totally insane, when that was always their plan. This is the overthrow of the country. This is the outlawing of our symbols to outlaw the Bill of Rights and Constitution that stands directly against their New World Order takeover. They want that Declaration of Independence. They want that Bill of Rights. I'm getting chills. They want that Constitution because everybody modeled their governments after that, and people want that worldwide. They have to repudiate that and overturn that because the idea threatens them, even though we only expressed part of that idea. We were number one in human freedom, and everybody knows it. And that's why they use a bunch of dumb college dropouts and morons running around attacking people and saying they own everything to try to trigger a civil war. And they finally get a video of some old folks in golf carts being screamed at by other old white people. And they're going, you're a Nazi, F you, all this stuff. So the old guy goes, yeah, right, white power, laughs back at him, clearly a joke. But everybody's screaming black power all day. Why couldn't he say that? The point is that he's a joke. Oh, it's, you barely hear it in the clip. Oh, Trump's tweeted white supremacism. White supremacism. Give me a break. I'll tell you what the white supremacism is, and that's what John Wayne talked about, is that the white man's burden that Rudyard Kipling talked about. But people aren't literary, so they know he was quoting Rudyard Kipling and saying, we better build up these areas of the world because everybody was killing each other there. It was total squalor. And once it happened, the populations exploded and people are fighting to get in, to get around the white devils. Because the white devils had a renaissance. The white devils thousands of years ago were all killing each other just like in Africa because we didn't have Christ. It's Christ we all need. That's what will unify us. And I'm not going to make you worship Christ. Christ doesn't want you to be made to do it. But they don't even want us to have the right to point out those historical facts. So I'm going to put some nails to chalkboard here for the left, who I know tune in over at Media Matters and over at the Democratic Party area, because they don't want us to exercise these symbols here that are powerful against them. Has America done wrong things with the flag flying over it? Damn right. But what does the flag symbolize? Why does evil want to get rid of it so much? Because it's a symbol of we the people. And we've taken that symbol back, and they're so scared. So here's Whitney Houston and the Star Spangled Banner, and I want you to think, as we play this in a moment, about which side you're on. Because as America fades and as it falls, pure evil, the communist Chinese globalist Hollywood pedophile model is the model. And so we're not replacing America, that's done amazing things, the best place to live by many metrics, with something better. We're replacing it with real bona fide slavery. So this 4th of July is so important because it could be the last real 4th of July before this country goes down for good. It's a very important 4th of July. And they're telling you, oh, you can't go have a party at your house or have hot dogs or go out to a restaurant or a bar or on a boat. Oh, you don't do that. We need it canceled. We need a national decoration by Trump. Everybody's got to wear masks. Oh, but the gay and lesbian and pedophile rallies, they can happen in Chicago and London, and they're good. And the media says that's not a problem. But if you want to go out and you want to shoot off fireworks and you want to be proud of your country, you need to stay in your damn house. That's the war on logic by these leftist cult members. Good little dutiful slaves. And remember, at the heart of the whole LGBT system is the P, the pedophile. That's what it's really about, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, that's the operating system. How many major LGBT events, it turns out, are run by pedophiles? They got all these useful idiots out there that think it's some liberation thing. But at the heart of it, wasn't about being able to get married. It was about access to those kids, wasn't it? We're supposed to just turn our kids over to this, like Anderson Cooper was turned over by his mother at age 8 to the entertainment industry and to male model systems. Well, you might as well just throw your son into a pit of piranhas. But that was their sacrament. Other one didn't play ball, off the balcony. Here's the Star Spangled Banner. Says light makeup or whitening makeup. Hey, some people want to be brown. Some people want to look white. I like being brown. Feels good to me. I just like how the sun feels. Some folks want to look lighter. Some want to look darker. Sometimes I've got a red spot on my face for TV. I got a little bit of whitener to put over it. You know, that's your right to do it. But now even makeup is racist. And now Woodrow Wilson University is changing its name because he wasn't perfect. He's actually a globalist. He found out about it. They tried to poison him, tried to kill him. They spoke out against it publicly about the Federal Reserve Act. But there's no way to capitulate to these people. They're never going to give up. They're never going to stop pushing because they want power over words and over everything because they are a cult of control freaks on top with a cult of losers below them that believe they are going to take over the planet. But they are going to fall just like the Nazi cult, just like the Soviet cult. It is going down. And that's why they're grasping for power right now, because they know the time is short for them. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Be activists. Be Paul Revere's. Tell folks how you're listening. Spread the links to Infowars.com/show and band.video. It is breaking the back of big tech. They can't stand it. Please fight. Fight for your future. Fight for your rights or be destroyed.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier at Great Supply.